This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. A dry westerly flow will prevail across the Columbia Basin today and Wednesday, with temperatures slightly warmer than normal. Now that's all about to change come Thursday as a rather strong cold front comes barreling through the area with scattered light showers. Rainfall of less than a quarter inch will be mainly near the Cascades and Blue Mountains. The big change, though, will be temperatures on Thursday and Friday, 15 to 20 degrees lower than today and Wednesday, and also the increasing winds. Look for a warming trend to begin this weekend and extend into mid-June with above normal temperatures and dry conditions. Hay on the ground may receive light rain damage Thursday and Friday, but good to excellent curing conditions are likely this weekend into much of next week. If you're baling hay, you can expect very low humidity this afternoon in the 15 to 20% range. Afternoon humidity will get down to 20 to 30% beginning Wednesday. Overnight humidity will be in the 60 to 70% range, so any dew formation should be rather light. Spraying will also be hampered Thursday and Friday by the wash-off risk and breezes. Crop water use this past week was between 1.5 and 2 inches for most crops. For these next 7 days, you can plan on water needs to be slightly lower at 1.25 to 1.75 inches, and this is also a little below normal for early June. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.